From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Women, obviously, have just as much need to fix their cars as men do, but car repair shops kind of have a guyish feel to them. But not so in a new auto repair shop in the Philadelphia area. It is woman-run, and as Bobby Allen of WHYY reports, the business model doesn't just welcome female customers, it targets them.
Wearing a backwards red ball cap, skinny jeans, and high-heel boots, Patrice Banks is doing her thing at the Girls Auto Clinic.
That boom, boom noise that you hear at a shop is called an impact gun.
Banks quit her engineering job at DuPont and enrolled in automotive school, in part because she was uncomfortable going to auto repair shops.
I felt like an auto airhead. I hated all of my experiences going in for an oil change, being upsold all the time for an air filter. Anytime a dashboard light come on, I'd panic. You know, you hear a noise on your car, you're like, oh, no.
That experience inspired Girls Auto Clinic, an auto repair shop and salon. While customers get their car fixed, they could also get a mani, pedi, or hairstyling.
That's what I wanted to be like, a clubhouse for women.
Banks runs a monthly car clinic for women, and she has a local TED Talk called How I Plan on Disrupting the Auto Industry in Red Heels.
I'm a mechanic. I cater to women. I get this because it's so unique and it's so needed. And most of the time, it's like, why hasn't this been done before?
Philadelphian Susan Sweeney first found Banks through the workshops.
I did not know that girls can go in the automotive field.
Now she's one of the mechanics at the shop. Denny Bowen is president of the National Automotive Maintenance and Repair Association. He says women represent about 65% of auto repair customers. He knows of other female-owned shops, but hasn't heard of any that focus on one demographic.
I can see that there may be some reason to do that, and maybe there is a target market there.
One of Banks' customers, Brandy Lewis Anderson, says her loyalty came about from...
angst about going to the mechanic that I was going to. And that's the worst thing is when you trust your mechanic and they play you.
So now she says she can feel more relaxed about getting her hatchback fixed. And the manicure while she waits doesn't hurt. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.